I think it's a right result for both teams. We were desperate to win this game, but yeah, we play against really good team, and in this kind of games, you have to be happy with draw because they had the chances, we had the chances, and I think it's for everyone.
Charlie Oakmay was very honest. He also didn't think you were at the races. It wasn't the best game for the side today.
No, I mean, we didn't start well, and I don't know what, maybe it's a little bit, I don't want to say players tired, but you can it was clearly see that, we wasn't sharp enough today, and maybe just because, we play against really good team, you must say that, we try push hard, but was no enough today.
Did you tip one onto the bar? Looked like a pretty good save. The one that crashed, deflected, and then did you get a finger on that?
Oh, of course, yeah, I saved it. Yeah, clearly it was not just finger. I think it was good save, and yeah, it was good reaction save because it was close distance, and he had an open goal and he could do everything. He hit it like that, and obviously I've been patient and wait till last second and reacted, and it was good reaction, fingertips, and yeah, well done, Thomas.
You weren't that busy against Charlton, a bit busier today.
Yeah, again, Charlton, I wasn't busy, but I had like last seconds of the game one save, and this is what goalkeeping is about. I didn't have, against Charlton, I didn't have much to do, but the one shot comes and you have to be ready 90 minutes, even over. And obviously today was a little bit more to do, and yeah, I expect that. Obviously we play against Leicester, and it's always, during the game they're going to create something, and they did.
How about the defensive unit? Obviously, Bruno's been out injured, deputising at right back. You've had Gordon Greer returning at last. It's been quite a lot of change, but fairly solid defence.
Yeah, it is. I think if you look at statistics, you can slowly look statistics because we play some amount of games this season, and obviously defence did well. We got 14 clean sheets, and we didn't lose many games this season. We didn't let many goals in. Obviously, the problem is the amount of draws we've got. The biggest amount in the league, I think 17 or something. Is half of the games at most we draw, and this is the problem. And hopefully it's not going to cost us the playoffs position. But we've got a difficult game coming up now, and we have to reload the batteries and be ready for Middlesbrough away. Very difficult and maybe a vital game for us.
You're still in the box seat, still in a good position inside that top
Yeah,
six.
we're in good position, but it's really tight, and we can afford to make mistakes now because every mistake can cost the playoffs position, and it's going to be like that to the last game, I think.
But looking in front of you, the likes of Matthew Upson, now experienced Premier League players, Vicente's played internationally. You've got the brains and the mental strength perhaps in that side now.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some experience in the team, you must say that, and you can see on the pitch, it's a solid unit defensively, and this is very good. I hope the weather going to go better now and the pitch is going to be better, or obviously they suit us more. We're a football team, and if we can play on the good surface, obviously we are always stronger.
I need to be back in the Premier League for you. Having shone in it would be a delight. You've hinted at that before.
Yeah, I'd love to go back to Premier League with Brighton. Obviously, it's still a lot of work to do, but I think if we manage to stay in the playoff position, then we're gonna have a really big chance to go up to Premier League. Like I said, we are football team, and obviously, the teams which are competing now with us for playoffs position, we had good record against them all, and this is good sign. But obviously, we have to keep going.
Contract-wise, cheeky question: where are you on that?
Yeah, I've got still 1 year left after this season, and obviously, it's no time now to talk about contract. This all talks for sure. Come to place, but after season we see where we're going to be, and then it's going to be right moment to talk.